Welcome back to the third session of Recovery from Childhood Trauma. What I'm going to do in this session is look at the process of developing awareness, what that means, and how we might do it. Usually where we start in this whole process of recovery from childhood trauma is with symptoms. We start with symptoms of anxiety, symptoms of depression, maybe symptoms of a crisis brewing in our life, because the strategies we've been using to numb our pain and push away our pain are getting us into trouble, are causing havoc, or maybe pushing away the people in our lives. So we usually do not start with very much awareness at all. We usually only start of awareness of being in enough pain and discomfort that we're finally willing to get some kind of help for ourselves. Whether it's a 12-step group, a support group, therapy, spiritual direction, whatever kind of help we may be willing to get. We have to get help to do this process. And one of the reasons, there's many reasons, one of the reasons is, of course, that what we've been pushing away is so painful that we cannot carry it and bear it alone. Another reason is that we really need somebody to bear witness with us to what our experience was. Primarily, we cannot get better on our own because where we are on our own is very locked into a harsh, judgmental place with ourselves. And that judgment of ourselves is constantly rewounding us. It's keeping the wound alive. And it is only love that's going to heal us. And our own capacity for love and compassion towards ourselves has really been shut down, has been pushed away. It is very weak and anemic in us. So we're going to have to rely on the love and compassion and the observation and support of others. So where we start in the process then of developing awareness once we're getting some kind of help is usually with being able to observe the judgmental part of us. And as we do this, we're often quite surprised and even shocked by the kinds of things we say to ourselves about ourselves. We may have not even been aware of how harsh we are with ourselves, how negative, how controlling, what the constant language of put down is, all the shame attacks that we perpetrate against ourselves, we may not really be fully aware. But as we become aware of these things, we don't just let go of them. This is one of those situations where insight is helpful, but it is not enough because we are hanging on to controlling ourselves with a sense of terror. The events of trauma that happen to us, especially because they happen to us as kids when we had very limited resources and a kid's perspective on things, the things that happened to us, those traumatic things were overwhelming. We felt out of control and overpowered, and we never, ever want to feel that way again. So we blame ourselves and come to believe that the problem is us. And in judging ourselves, we're trying to keep ourselves from doing whatever bad or wrong or mistaken thing it is that we might have done to cause the problem in the first place. And we're terrified to let go of that control and that harshness with ourselves. The other reason that it's very difficult to let go of our judgment of ourselves and that harshness is that what started out as fears about ourselves have become beliefs. We actually deeply believe these things, these terrible negative things about ourselves to be true. That little kid part of us, that judge part of us, has come to believe that these terrible things about us are true, and if somebody tries to talk us out of them, we will just cross our arms and shrug our shoulders and say, "You don't know what you're talking about." somebody extends compassion and kindness to us, we think either something's wrong with them or they're just trying to make me feel better, but they're lying to me. This is how deeply entrenched these negative beliefs about ourselves are in this judgmental part when we first begin this process of developing awareness. But this is where we'll start, because this is the part that shows up. This is the part that's there. The wounded part is in hiding and the compassionate part has been disconnected, right? So to find the wounded part will take some time and patience. That part really has been shamed. If that part shows up at all, the judgmental part will once again push that part away, minimize the pain, and blame that wounded kid for whatever distress they're in. That wounded part of us is never going to really show up except for one thing, and this is really where help really comes in. That wounded part of us is starving for love. And if we experience some love from a therapist, a friend, a support group, from God, that part of us will come out of hiding, even if it's just for a moment. We'll get a glimpse of that wounded part of ourselves that is starving for love, that will respond directly to any kind of understanding and compassion and kindness and respect. So that is really what that part of us is going to need, not only to come out of hiding, for us to really have a sense of how that wound lives in us, but for that part to heal. So that takes us to our compassionate self. Our observing compassionate self is also pushed away by the judge in us, that little controlling part of us, because that the judge in us knows that if we're compassionate with ourselves, that the wound, that wounded little kid, is going to come out from hiding and have all kinds of feelings and all kinds of needs. So if we get compassionate with ourselves, the judge part of us will call us weak and like selfish and self-centered, and that we should be thinking about other people and not about ourselves. The judge will judge our compassionate self. But it is compassion that's going to heal us. So little bit by little bit, as we are able to take in compassion from other people, little bit by little bit, as we're able to take in the possibility of a loving God, little bit by little bit, as we're able to at least lean into the observing part of our observing compassion itself, we'll slowly begin to experience some healing. But it's a little bit like an infant who cannot eat and just needs a tiny drop of milk put on its lip. It's often that slow, takes a lot of patience and persistence and kindness. So the compassionate part of us really is not strong enough to be something that we're going to observe, but even the process of developing awareness moves us into that observing part of us, and that observing part of us begins to develop in us the ability to step outside of ourselves, to be mindful about what's going on inside of us, to observe it and interact with all of that, those internal states. The question then is how do we do this? How do we develop awareness of our judgmental self, of our wounded self, and of our compassionate self? The answer to that is slowly and over time, with a lot of patience and persistence. What helped me the most, in addition to getting support from therapy and a support group and the love of others in my life, was to begin to take time almost every day to journal. And my journaling was in the context of inviting God to show me what was going on inside of me, and then to write whatever came, and to sit in quiet in a kind of listening prayer. Like, what else is going on? sometimes that writing would take the place of very intentional focus, where I would check in with my judgmental self on any given day. So what is that part of me saying right now? What kind of berating, shaming, put downs is that judgmental self saying right now? And I'd write them down. What about that wounded self? Is it completely silent? Can I feel its presence? What is it feeling? What is it experiencing? What is it needing? Is it able to say something to me? And I would write whatever I observed, even if it wasn't without words. What is that observing, compassionate part of me experiencing today? And what does that part of me have to say that might be at least observant, if not even compassionate, towards that little judge and towards that wounded part of me? Sometimes I would enter into a respectful dialogue from the compassionate part of me or the observing part of me with that judge, and let that judge explain to me how all these terrible things that it believed to be true about me were the truth and not going to be talked out of this. Also from that observing, compassionate place, to really listen to that wounded self and to bring some words of kindness and respect, wisdom, and love to that part of me. So I would do that in writing and in prayer. And that grew in me the capacity to continue over time to develop greater and greater awareness of the experience that was happening inside, what was needed, and how to move forward. So what I have provided for you in the user's guide is some prompts for doing this kind of writing. And again, I encourage you to take the time to do this kind of journaling, if you can, to ask God's help and guidance in this, to ask for input from the people who are in your life who love you and support you on this journey, and to write from all of those parts of you and see if you can get a better awareness of what is going on from day to day. I also have another audio recording that is another guided meditation to help extend that sense of being in that peaceful place. All right, I encourage you to do that work, and I'll see you soon.